Chapter 8. You can have anything you think you can. In January 2010, I was in the first few weeks of creating my new life and fortune. I had fulfilled my duty to my trustees, and now it was time to make money again, as that's what I'd always done, so I was about to do it again. I came up with a simple business strategy to get rich again. I saw a trend in a certain business model and saw how I could position myself as the expert in it and make a lot of money whilst helping other businesses along the way. I spent about 2 weeks working on it and decided who I'd pitch it to first and use that business as the foundation to creating another success in my life. All the time I was creating the model and the pitch, I knew it was going to work. But I was still a little uncomfortable as there were areas I didn't really want to have in my life. But my training kicked in and said, "No, don't be such a wimp. You'll just deal with them as you always do." So I carried on and pitched it. I was going to take a local business from 800,000 turnover to 2,300,000. I'd do it in 1 to 2 years, and it would turn their net profit from less than 20,000 to around 400,000. I also guaranteed to save the company more than I would ask for them as a fee. Plus, they could pay me over time. And if what I didn't work, then they could keep all the work I'd done and not pay me any commission, and I'd also return the fee. Now, if you're not in business, then you may not know, but what that's known as is an irresistible offer. Which is why I knew the owner would rip my arm off. But he didn't. He said no. I was stunned. How could this not work? As I drove home, I realised why it hadn't worked. Because everything always works out for the best for me. And the very last thing I actually wanted was to once again go into a business I didn't love and just do business because I could, not because I should. By the time I got home, I was over the moon. I was so grateful for the bullet I just dodged. As I walked through the door, Alison said, "He bought it then?" "No," I said, "isn't this wonderful? I nearly made the same mistake again, but thankfully he said no." "What are you going to do now to make money then?" she said. "I'm going to sit on the sofa for a few months and think about what I want to do with the rest of my life." Obviously, Alison was not that impressed, but she came round later. So I sat down and spent time thinking about what I love to do. And eventually, after a lot of thought, I found a mission that was worthy of my life. While this was going on, I still had a tiny community site with a few hundred members on it. And they were asking me still to write on how to make money. I thought that would be absolutely ridiculous. I just lost tens of millions. The last thing I wanted to do was profess to be the guy who could teach how to make money. Maybe in the future, when I've made another fortune, I thought, but not now. So I told everyone that. And as people have been asking me how my mindset could be so strong at such a bad time, I said I'd write about how to achieve that. So I started writing and people loved it. I was solving some real issues for them, like depression, worry, fear, and I was enjoying writing it too. When I wasn't writing, I was thinking, or learning new skills. It was a very enjoyable time in my life. So in one of my many times of thinking, I worked out that the world had a maths problem. The problem was, there were too few successful people breeding too few successful children, and there were too many unsuccessful people breeding too many unsuccessful children. I saw one day the world would likely be overwhelmed by unsuccessful people. A couple of years later, in 2012, I saw the film Idiocracy, which is a satirical science fiction comedy film about exactly that happening. I saw that depression, frustration, anger, despair, and all the other nasties would grow, and eventually things wouldn't get any better for my children's descendants. But life would actually be worse. I remember my dad saying to me once that his childhood was better than mine, and in turn I saw how mine was better than my children's. So I thought, something needs to change. What could I do? I mixed that around in my head with all the thoughts I'd discovered about why I could succeed, and I was still considering why success books got such a low success rate. Then I saw it. All the pain and suffering was caused because people didn't know how to think. As once you know that, you stop causing yourself and others pain. Once that has happened, it actually becomes almost impossible to cause pain. So if you can't cause others pain, then the ripple effect is that in the absence of pain, good is created without effort. Simplified, the world sees the need, I saw the cause. If you remove the cause, then you automatically remove the need. There is a powerful saying which is something like, "The end of war will only come when people stop wanting to go to war." This is obviously a long way off, and will probably not happen in my lifetime. But if I taught people how to think, then they will always seek to avoid pain and gather much more pleasure in their life. I concluded, if I teach the masses, then my descendants will be okay too. So I'd found my purpose and my mission. I would teach the world simple structured thinking and change the world one mind at a time. I then looked at what was needed to change the world, as there's a lot of people. But was there a tipping point, which was an easier target for me? I researched it and found out that about 3.14% of the population needs to adopt something for it to be adopted by the majority. This meant I needed to get around 225 to 250 million people to go through the bug-free mind process, and then they would do the rest for me. Can you see me daring to dream? Now, I'd found something worthy for me to do for the rest of my life. I'd found a dream that was worthy of my ability. I sat there and dared to dream what was possible. The first thing I thought was, can I get to 250 million people? So I looked for an example. In 1937, Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, and the book sells more today than it ever has. He's now sold somewhere between 70 and 150 million copies of his work. Okay, I thought, this could take a while. So I looked for an easier example. Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen had sold over 250 million copies of their Chicken Soup for the Soul books. So I studied how they achieved it, and they used the law of attraction in a brilliant way. Then my normal mindset came into play. I don't doubt my ability. If someone else can do it, then so can I. So I used Jack and Mark's inspired work to inspire me, and I decided to get on with it. So I continued to dream and look for ways to take it out of the personal development space and into the mainstream. I looked for ways to reach a wider market than the work was usually aimed at. So I conceived other markets and other ways to help people, all based around the bug-free mind process. I even saw the process would one day end up in a school system, but I thought that would happen maybe in 20 years. As I was seeing this all play out while I was just looking, I could see that the idea would compensate me, as well as help millions and maybe even billions of people along the way. I can tell you, to dream this felt really good. As I dreamt it, so it began to feel real and feel like I should do it. Not that I could, but that I should. It felt like a compulsion. So I sat back and decided to spend the rest of my life creating this wonderful dream and bring it into everyone else's reality. But there was a caveat. I would only do what I wanted to do. I would only create success on my terms. And I wouldn't move on from one thing until I finished the bit I was working on. I was no longer prepared to rush or be busy. I wanted to enjoy every moment and not miss out on the journey. I wanted the journey to be my reward. The destination, if it was meant to happen in my lifetime, would come along at the right time and in the right way, as everything going forward was going to work out for the best for me. I was going to create massive success again, but I was going to live to my core truth, success on my terms. Thanks to the wonderful Napoleon Hill example, I saw how my work will continue to grow after I've gone. And I saw how he hadn't designed his work to do that, so I altered the design of mine before I began to write. It's 4 years, 8 months since I conceived my future plan. We haven't actually begun doing any real business yet, and we have achieved some extraordinary and nearly impossible to believe results. Firstly, I completed the process, and it is widely accepted by my peers in the field of personal development as the most effective work ever created. The people who use it know it is. Many of them are living it as a way of life and manifesting stuff which blows me away. I have people email me thanks from all over the world daily. We currently ship to 129 countries and the process is still only in English. If I told you who I've turned down chatting with, you wouldn't believe me. I turned them down because the resulting chat would have taken me in directions I didn't want to go. But most people would have viewed that direction as success. But success on my terms, remember. I've written the draft of a novel version of the process. I've written a draft of a movie trilogy. I've written a draft of a comedy series that crosses all borders, all cultures, and all age groups. And currently, we are looking at potentially putting the bug-free mind process into one country's entire education system. Actually, I said I'd tell that story. So here's how I manifested something that is so big, it's unreal. I was abroad in a taxi with a friend of mine a few years ago, travelling around a city. And I said, I think I could teach this country. Being similar to me, he didn't do what most people would do and attempt to kill the dream with helpful statements like, what are you serious? You're mad. You'll never do that. After all, you're not an expert in normal education. They don't even know who you are. Perhaps someone has shot your dreams down in a similar way. No, instead he just said, do you think so? And I said yes. I left it there but continued to think of possible ways it could happen. Nothing more. A few months later, I was teaching an event and a lady there said she knew 79 of the top 100 most influential people in that area of the world. This was opportunity presenting itself, and I noticed it. Quick as a flash, I said, "If I had your connections, I'd be changing the world." She was a successful businesswoman who was on the verge of another successful product launch. So I thought the timing wasn't right, but maybe 3 to 5 years, we may be able to do something. I continued to think about it while we were on the course, and I recognised my own limitations. So I asked my friend Tim to work with me and see if he could pull anything together with this lady and me. His persistence was needed, as I wouldn't do what was required to bring it any further into reality. I wouldn't do it because I thought it was too soon, and I hadn't created enough proof yet. Plus, she was busy elsewhere. Anyway, Tim saw the possibility, as he'd done the full Bowfree Mind process, knew his own ability, and had seen some magic happen a few times before. So why not this? Behind the scenes, Tim worked with her to put me in a room with some of these influential people, much earlier than we thought was possible. In fact, it was under a year. I was asked if I would create an extra day's training course to teach the basics of the Bug-Free Mind process. Now, I'm quite a lazy person, so didn't really want to do this, but did it anyway and ended up creating the presentation partly in the airport before we got there. I was not told who the people were. Well, I was, but I didn't understand their influence, or rather, I didn't bother to read the email properly. On the day, I was told they would not participate, that they would just sit and listen. I was also told they would leave after the first few hours. And I was told to curb some of my more descriptive lessons too. So I couldn't have fun, and I had to be on best behaviour. Within the first few hours, the first person was in tears, and could see what this would do for their country. By lunchtime, we were unofficially asked if we would be interested in putting it into some element of their education system. By now, everyone was joining in. By the end of the day, we'd had a wonderful time, and everyone loved what they'd seen. They came back the next day for the original presentation, and we were then officially asked to submit a proposal. At the end of the day, I was told who everyone was: a member of royalty, a member of parliament, advisors to the Minister of Education. The following day, we were invited to meet another member of royalty in their home. Now, while presenting, I'd been explaining how I got my children A grades the easy way without revising. So I was asked if I could help their daughter, as she had a biology exam the following week and was expecting a D grade. I chatted with her for about 20 minutes. 2 weeks later, we heard the result. She had gone from D to A with just a 20-minute chat. Magic, right? Since submitting our proposal, we were asked to write a vision for what I saw the outcome would be for the country if we put the system into their entire education system. Frankly, I felt honoured to be asked to write it. Right now, we are still working with them on how this can best work. So this manifestation is only part created. And if I didn't know that whatever happens will work out for the best for me, then I couldn't share it with you. But because I do, I can, no matter what that is. In the meantime, 4 other countries have heard about it and approached us about talking to them. Now, my effort in all of this has been nothing but tiny. I saw it as a possibility. I saw it as a wonderful way to get to my 250 million people figure within my lifetime. As let alone all the countries I can help, when the world sees the result, then there will be a perception shift in their understanding of just how the Bug-Free Mind process really can help them. But none of this is about chasing money. I expect to get paid a fortune far, far bigger than anything I created before. But I'm not in a rush. I'm not chasing it. I do not need it. I'm detached from it happening. Sure, it's happened in my mind, and I'm working on bringing it into everyone else's realities. To achieve this, I'm just doing the tiny bits I need to do when they are presented to me. Just as my Uncle Dave told me, I have some missing bits. Don't worry, the people who have those bits will come to me and help. I thought this education idea would take about 20 years, and who knows, it may still do. But as I'm open, and living my life to always being open to a greater manifestation, then who knows, maybe it'll happen sooner. You are not here to try and get the world to be just as you want it. You are here to create the world around you that you choose. That's what I am living as a way of life. Can you see why it's easy for me to be a master of the law of attraction? As I said at the start of this section, the only limit you have is your own imagination. I've shared with you some impossible stories and an impossible story that's still in progress. To use the law of attraction to your maximum potential, all you have to do is not limit your imagination and choose to not doubt you can achieve the impossible. Consider, if you will, do you see things as possible yet? Because seeing it as impossible will result only in it being impossible. So what benefits you? Desire is the starting point of all achievement, not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything. My desire transcended the impossible, and that was just a choice I made. Buddha said, "What you are is what you have been. Who you will be is what you do now." Choice again. But now you can see the level at which you need to be aware of how you live your way of life, as that makes or breaks you when it comes to mastering the law of attraction. Wallace D. Wattles said, "You are to become a creator, not a competitor. You're going to get what you want, but in such a way that when you get it, every other man will have more than he has now." Can you see how I'm living as a creator, not as a competitor? I'm going to get what I want, but in such a way that when I get it, that every other person will have more than they have now. This isn't just talking about living an abundant life. It is living abundance as a way of life. For you to become the master you are actually designed to be, you must today begin living every moment as a creator. Consider that for a while if you want to. Now look around at the things you don't like in your life and ask yourself, what is it in me that is causing this situation to persist? What am I failing to learn that is making life give me the same lesson again? If you can learn that, then you can break out of any rut. Why not consider that you are the architect of your life and you can change and improve it as you go along? So what do you want to improve today? Then ask yourself that question. This is living your life to the line. If you change the way you look at things, then the things you look at will change. This is a really simple thought structure that will improve the quality of your life from the very moment you begin using it. Now, this goal of mine here may sound big and audacious and unrealistic, but I finally found a mission that was worthy of me. I spent a lifetime playing it small when those around me thought I was playing it big. This is living my life to the line. Aim for the stars and you'll hit the sky. But this is also living my life on my terms, doing what I want to do. Who knows what I'll achieve from it? Maybe I'll go all the way. Maybe I'll hit the tipping point. Maybe I'll go further. Who knows? What matters is I'm okay with whatever happens as I'm enjoying the journey. There is no disappointment, no fear of failure, no missing out as I could be doing something better or something more worthy. I sat down and figured out what I wanted to do with the rest of my life and am currently doing it. When you live your life knowing that deciding to walk in just one direction will eventually have a far greater result than constantly changing directions, then you can really start to make a difference. One last thing before finishing here. I was in Las Vegas whilst on a world tour, and one of my students who had previously been on a 5-day seminar with me had come along to this 1-day event on designing. I organised a day just for masterminding, and he asked me something which you may find interesting. "Is all this stuff supposed to be happening with my mind?" "What stuff do you mean?" "Everyone's my bitch." Now, Alan is a younger guy, as you may have already figured out. I said, "What do you mean, Alan?" "I can control people. If I think of someone, then within a few seconds they are ringing me. If I want someone to go out with me to a specific place, they call me and suggest that place. I seem to be able to control those around me and get them to do what I want. Is this supposed to be happening?" I answered him with, "Yes, as long as you're doing things which will benefit others, then once you master your thinking, you'll simply think the things you want, and they will almost magically begin happening in this way." Everyone there was a little surprised, but I had the advantage of having with me someone who had experienced the intensive 5-day training, so Alan made me look very good. And just in case you're thinking you might like to go to a seminar with me one day, I don't do them anymore. I only did seminars to learn how to be better at teaching my work, and I got an amazing bounty when I did, which will take me years to get into print. Some of it's in this work here. As Alan found, your thoughts are extremely powerful. They are like a form of mental energy that travels at the speed of light. They are so fine they can go through any barrier. This is why, for example, you can think about a person, sometimes at great distance, and in the next moment the phone will ring and that person will be on the line. Your thoughts have connected with that person the moment you thought of them. You could take this further and not know the person too. As long as it's in their benefit to meet you, then you can manufacture some amazing coincidences. Next, I'd like to share with you a couple of amazing stories from two of my students. All these guys have done is read or listen to the Bug-Free Mind process, though one of them came to the Life Design Getaway seminar that I ran, which is available for purchase online, but I will not be doing any more live seminars. I think you'll see, after reading them, just what can be achieved when you master the Law of Attraction.